Good day, Erev Shabbos. We're learning tomorrow's daf Shabbos daf from Metzia daf Lamed Aleph. From Metzia Lamed Aleph, we left off this morning Lamed Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. Eizu Aveda. What is considered an Aveda that requires tending to it, calling it out, returning it? Says the Mishnah, Matzach Amar Par Rayim Bederech. If he found a donkey or a cow Rayim that are grazing on the road, Eizu Aveda. It's not Aveda because it's very possible that the owner specifically was very happy to have his animals graze. It's healthy for the animals. What's an aveda? Chamar v'kelev hafuchim. If you find a donkey and the kelim that are on it are kind of upside down, para ratz ben akramim, or a cow running through the vineyards, where Rashi explains when a cow runs through vineyards, the cow is apt to hurt himself. The cow itself is going to get damaged. Forget about the damage that it may do against the vineyard. It itself can get hurt as well. So that's a case where Harizu Aveda. It's clear that that's an Aveda. The owner does not know where his cow or his donkey is, and that therefore there's a din of returning it. The Gemara Rabbi is going to ask, we've been speaking about Avedas for blot already, for many blot, really throughout this whole Masechta. We started off the first case of the Masechta on Dav Beis was Shnai Mechus and Metalos, where it was an Aveda, and Zemarani Metasiyah, Zemarani Metasiyah. And of course, definitely throughout the second parak of El Metasiyah, we've been discussing the idea of Aveda. All of a sudden here we're saying, this is an Aveda. Every case till now was not an Aveda. The Gemara is going to address that question right away. Okay, but the Mishnah gives an example of Aveda is where the circumstances are that the item looks like it's normal. It's something that the master will let it do. Then it's not called an Aveda. If something's abnormal, out of the ordinary, then it's considered an Aveda. Says the Mishnah, next din, Hechzira Barcha, Zira Barcha. What if you return the animal and it ran away again? You returned it and it ran away again. Afila Arba Chamisha Pamim, even four or five times. Chayav Lach Zira. There's a chiv to again return it. Shenemar, Hashav Teshivan. The Pasuk says double Lashon, Hashav Teshivan. We darshan, you should continuously keep returning it, even many times. Keep returning it. That is the Rosh Hashanah Teshivan. This actually is going to be the focus of the second part of today's, well, it's actually tomorrow's daf, but the daf Lamed Aleph is going to focus on when we have a double lashon, what we darshan from it. There's many places in the Torah we have double lashonis, and what we darshan here, we're saying Hashav Teshivim says, return it even many times. The Gemara in many places discusses, you're telling me, if it's four or five times you return it, if it says four, do I not know for sure five? So in some of the places, our Gemara is not going to address the question, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it yet. Our Gemara doesn't address the question, but there are some places in Bava Kamma, namely, where the Gemara addresses it and says that sometimes it's simply the Lashon of the Tana. It's the Lashon of the Tana. The Tana says four or five. It's the Derech of the Tana to say such Lashon. And therefore, if we have a Geshmak HaTeretz, Gevaldik. But if we don't, we can just rely on the fact that the Tana sometimes speaks that way, even four or five times, which means no matter how many times it happens, keep returning it. But obviously, if you know five, you certainly know four. Okay. Says the Mishnah further, Hayabata Masela. This is din number three, really, in the Mishnah. Din number one was quantifying what's called an Aveda to begin with. Din number two was, if it gets lost and you return it, lost or return it, even multiple times, you got to keep returning it. Din number three is, let's say the person who finds it is now going to be butthole from a seller's worth of business. Loyamile, can't tell the owner, Taini Sella. Give me the seller that I lost. I could have been billing out, we touched on this morning already, I could have been billing out my legal fees, my legal wages, my hourly wage is a seller per minute. I could have been making lots of money. You can't say that, Ella. Nice l'schari kapayel. He can simply get the schar like a payel. Like a payel, the Gemara on Amabez, on Laman Alpha Bez, is going to discuss exactly how he cheshben that schar kipayel. Now, what if the guy's not happy with that? He has a very high power job. He's happy to drop what he's doing to return the Metziah, but not at the expense of giving up his chayecha kaidim, of giving up his strong wages that he can make on his own. So we say as follows, if there's a bezdin there, and he's not happy with this setup of just getting kishar poel batel, then he can be master mefei bezdin, he can make it tonight in front of the bezdin and say, I'm returning, presumably his wages have to still be worth less than the amount of the Messiah. He can't demand from the guy to pay back. The guy finds the Messiah worth $15 and he charges him his $2,000 of hourly wages. That makes no sense, obviously. But the point is, let's say the Messiah was a diamond ring and it was worth $10,000. And then his hourly wages would cost, the amount of time he spends busy with it, would cost $2,000. So Stamazai can't charge for that. He can only charge for a bottle. But if he makes it tonight with a bezdin, namely if there's a bezdin there to make it tonight with, then he should make it tonight. And once he makes it tonight, he'll get the full compensation of his hourly, of his wages, of lost labor. If ancient bezdin, what if no bezdin? B'fnei miyasna, now he's in a pickle. He can't make it tonight, there's no bezdin there. But he cannot demand to get payment for his full wages. So what should he do? Interestingly, says the Mishnah, Shalai Kaidim. In that case, he's not mechuyev to give up his value, which is worth way more than the schar of poil, of a regular poil that's doing menial labor of just picking up a metziah and watching it, that's a very limited payment for that. That's a very shvacha wage. He's not mechuyev to give up his very strong wages. It's a mitzvah, but he's not mechuyev to lose money to give up his wages, and therefore he deals with his own business and his own work, and he can neglect. He can walk away from the aveda. Says the Gemara now. We discussed what's an aveda, and we said we explained if the cow or donkey clearly look lost, then it's aveda. If it's not, it's not an aveda. Ask the Gemara. Atu kohani. We've been speaking about avedas for the past, really the past 30 blah, but more specifically the past 10 blah. Atu kohani. Amrina lav aveda havi. Everything we spoke until now is not an aveda. Am Rabbi Huda hachi kamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ezi klal aveda. What's a guideline to establish that something is considered an aveda? Maybe it's not an aveda. Maybe it's there on purpose. And shochayva. What's an aveda that he's not mechuyev to tend to? Matzah chamar v'para raim b'derech. If he sees a chamar or a para grazing by the road, ein zu aveda l'mechayva. We're giving an example of something which the owner is not nearby, but the circumstances are such that it's very under control, and it very well may not be an aveda, and therefore you don't have to treat it like an aveda. The cow and donkey are grazing by the road. However, and therefore ein zu aveda. However, chamar v'kelev avuchem, if you have a chamar, and its kelim are upside down, par v'ratzavein grumman, or par running amongst the vineyard, which should be said in the Mishnah for Rashi, is a danger for the par itself, that it could get damaged. Harezu aveda, that's not a normal thing. The owner would never allow that to just take place willy-nilly, and therefore we say that's an aveda v'chayva, and he is chayev to tend to such an animal. Meaning, we're just saying the circumstances dictate whether you have to look at the details and surmise whether it's something that is normal or something that is truly lost. That is the point of our Mishnah. We're not questioning the cases we see still now were avedas. Matzah pairs with vazaris, matzah with vazaris. Of course, those were avedas too. But again, the circumstances dictate that's not aveda. People don't just leave money, messed in a haphazard way, sprawl down on the floor, and pay is the same. So those are clear avedas. We're just giving another guideline as to what defines what's an aveda. Ask the Gemara now. One second. Ulaylam, you tell me if the animal's grazing by the road, it's very healthy, very normal, therefore it's not an aveda. What if you see this animal day after day? Ulaylam, you keep seeing it. At what point do you say, it must be missing from its owner? Ulaylam esamar forever, amar b'dim rav, ad shleshi yamim. No, 3 days. 3 days that you see the animal grazing, one of the next, you can assume it still belongs to that owner who's allowing it to graze. After 3 days, then already it's a bit much, and you assume that it's taka lost. Ask the Gemara, hey, chidam, what's the case? What's the case of making 3 days the guideline? If it's nighttime, who lets the animals graze at nighttime? Even one night you see it grazing, it's an aveda. And if it's by day, why dafka 3 days? Maybe it's taka normal. The owner has already trained the animals. They go out, they graze, they come back to where they need to be at night. Maybe it goes on every day like this, like going on for months. What's the 3 day? What's the 3 day barometer to determine whether it's an aveda or not? The Gemara says you're right. Leitzricha. The case is where the mitzi, the finder, he saw it early in the morning, or uvachashechta, or it's not, the u over here is not and. He saw it either early in the morning or after sunset, the beginning of the night. The point is, in the middle of the night, it's clearly an aveda. In the middle of the day, we're saying, maybe it's very normal, not a raya that's lost. You find, times they're a little bit awkward, right? Early in the morning, right by daybreak, which means it's been out already, pashtas, since before it was daybreak, which is a little suspect. Or nighttime after sunset, also a little suspect. So over there, those times, it's possible that it's still grazing from the owner's, allowance and natural training, but it's possible that there's more to it. So we say as follows. 3 days, we say, it just happened, the animal went out at these unusual times, but it doesn't mean it's lost. However, it's fame, more than 3 days, we say, vadavedi, it must be, it's an aveda, and therefore he has to return it. That backs up, one second, let's just read the Braisa, that backs up this idea. Matzah talus, the kardam. If you find a talus or a kardam, like a kardam, he types like an axe type of, a type of apparatus. He finds one of the things, top of the lam naf alf, and it's a big amid, but it goes, we'll have to read fast. Bestratia, in a public area, a thoroughfare, upar retzabin a grumim, or a para running between the vineyards, harizo aveda, that's called an aveda, talus beside gether. If you find a talus next to a fence, kardam beside gether, or the kardam, this axe next to a fence, or par roi ben akramim, or a cow grazing amongst the vineyards, ein zo aveda, not aveda. However, gimliam zechazeh, if you see 3 days one after another, harei zo aveda, that's an aveda. This is a price that clearly is a proof to the 3 day term that the amira that Rav Yehuda gave, that 3 days is an amount, Rehudim Rav, I should say, said that 3 days is the amount that you can determine that it's an Aveda. Hariz Aveda Ra Mayim Shaitim Ba Uvayin, if you saw water that was floating and coming towards his friend's field, Hariz Gaidim Ifneim. Now this is going to open up a new conversation, but if you saw water that was threatening his friend's field, he should put up a fence before the water to protect the field. This is a different type of Aveda. At the face value, it sounds like this is protecting his friend's field from getting drowned and destroyed by water. That's a new type of Aveda that's protecting his friend's land. It's stationary, it's not lost from his friend, but it may get lost because it may get damaged. And the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda also refers to returning back to him, making sure he doesn't lose his land in the first place. The Gemara is going to be medayik that this part of the Braisa in the next line in a moment. This is actually just a real side point, but this we said when we started either Masechta or the new Perek of El Metzias, this also could be a major source for the idea of Kiruv. Obviously, Kiruv is Pashta Zach, people bringing Yidden close to Hashem, Arvus, Klal Yisrael. It's a basic thing. It doesn't need any major sources, but if there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda on a person's mammon, kol shkein, there's an issue of a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda on a person's neshama. And we say Hashavas Aveda, that means just even protecting someone's neshama, protecting someone from getting further loss. That also replies, like over here we're saying, protecting the land from getting damaged. Okay, you have a question before you go weiter. What's your question? Yeah, so Uri's bringing up a good point about whether it's domesticated animals or midbarius. We had the Gemara right at the end of Masechta Shabbos, and I believe it comes up in Beitza as well, where it discusses what's normal for how long is normal for the midbarius to be away. So the answer is, Anachami, Uri, you're 100% right. I don't remember exactly what that length of time period is, but whatever is normal for the midbarius, the wild animals, to be away, would also not constitute Aveda, 100%. We're the Chari talking about domesticated animals. I believe the Gemara says very clearly that by domesticated animals, they're always home by night. Domesticated animals are always home by night. That's that Gemara over there at the end of Shabbos. So that's what we do talk about here. And Achami Midbarius would have a longer license. It wouldn't be called an Aveda, even with even more than a couple of days. Even being away at night wouldn't be a problem. Okay. Amar Rava, but it's a good point. L'chol Aveda Sechicha. It says in the Pasuk, Chei Tas L'chamayri, Chei Tas L'samasi, Chei Tas L'chol Aveda Sechicha. Ashtev Menu Masasa, that was lost from him and he found it. L'such L'salim. You're not allowed to turn away. That's the general pasuk of, we quoted a few times already in this parak, of returning the chamayrei simlasai, kol aveda sechicha. So the question is, what's kol aveda sechicha teaching us? So Rava says, l'rabis avedas karka. That comes to include avedas karka. If a person's, what's what comes to marbe? You said, you gave a bunch of examples of items that a person could lose, you got to return it. Wouldn't that include everything? So kol aveda sechicha, the riba is, comes to include even karka. The point, like we said before, the karka's not lost. It's not physically lost, it's right here. But if it's about to be destroyed, there's an obligation to do what it takes to protect it. That's also part of Hashavas Aveda. That's Rava's din. Rava's drush for the pasuk. Says the Gemara, this is really what we just saw in the end of the Braisa. Amalach, Rav Chanina Rava, Tanya de Baselach, I've raised the backs. You up, Shemaim Shalit from Ubayan. If you see water that's flowing and coming towards his friend's field, Hariz a good enough name, you should put up a fence, put up a blockage, put up a dam before it to stop the water from flooding the field. Isn't that a right to Rava's din? Amalei, Rava says, even though I still maintain my drasha, but the raya you want to bring for the bais and the shkin raya. Why? The case of the kabi is where you have imrim, there's bundles of wheat in the field. Meaning, you're trying to be right to me that returning karka is included in l'chlovei tzachicha. Well, maybe that bais that says protecting the field from getting flooded is referring to protecting the field because there's bundles piled up in the field, which is already metalkal, it's not the field itself, and that's what you're protecting. In fact, Gemara Idik Amaran, Maimer. If there's Aimrim, if there's bundles in the field, of course you gotta protect those. That's regular Aveda, what we'd have Mina. We're talking about a case where you have bundles that still need the field. Meaning, what does that mean, bundles that still need the field? So the idea is that sometimes they would have bundles that were tied together, they're still attached to the ground, and they're waiting to dry out. You don't want to detach them and tighten and complete the bundle until they dry out. So you're waiting for, ironically enough, it's about to get flooded, but you're waiting for it to dry out. So we're talking about stuff that's attached to the field. So avada, if it was cut bundles, that's like any other metziah, any other aveda, I should say, and of course you have to protect it. But that which is attached to the field, maybe not. So ma'adatayma, keep it shrich la'ara, since it still needs the land, still needs to be attached to the ground somewhat, for whatever reason, it needs to be attached to the ground still. Kikufat aradam, it's like the ground itself, and there's no din of protecting. Kamashman, they protect it, but Rav is deflecting right himself and saying, a proof that you mamish have to protect the ground itself to go and save Yenim's ground, that you don't have. You only have, maybe over there we're talking about the grains that are still attached to the ground, in bundles, they're attached to the ground, that you have to protect, or maybe the ground itself you have no raya. Rava still is darshing the pasuk that you got to protect the ground, but a raya from the brisa that you don't have. Says the Gemara further, matzah chamar upar. We say in the Mishnah, if one finds a cow, a donkey, and a cow grazing, is not considered lost. Donkey with the stuff upside down, or the cow running through the vineyard is considered lost. Ask the Gemara. The inference of the Mishnah is a stira. How so? Haguf akasha. Amrit matzah chamar upar rayim b'derech. You say if you find the cow or the chamar grazing in the road, ain't zaveda, san aveda. Make a diak, Roy Baderech Hudlev Aveda, Harata Baderech, Varaya Bakbena Kremim, Hav Aveda. By saying grazing on the road is considered not lost, so if you're missing any one of those criteria, namely, if it's even walking, but in the vineyards, or if it's running on the road, that would be an Aveda, because you gave me a guideline of grazing on the road, which is very normal. Running on the road is already not so normal, and even walking through a vineyard is not so normal. So any one of those would be an Aveda. Have a Veda. Am a Seifa, now go to the Seifa. Chamar Kelim Afucham. If you have a Chamar with the Kelim turned upside down, Upar Ratz Ben Akramim, or the Par running amongst the vineyard, Hareza Veda, that's a Veda. Make a Deek the other way. Ratz Ben Akramim, because the cow's running amongst the vineyard, who'd have a Veda, that's why it's an Aveda. Haratz Ben Derech, if it's walking, if it's running, I should say, on the Derech, or Raya V'Raya Ben Akramim, or grazing in the Kramim also, it's not running in the Kramim, Ainz Aveda. So we know the extremes. Running in the Kramim in the vineyard, has two problems. It's in a place where it shouldn't be, and it's in a place where it can get damaged. It's run and wait because it's running. That's clearly an aveda. Grazing on the derech was where it should be and doing what it should be doing. Not an aveda. But what about in between? The inference from the mission from the reisha is that's called an aveda. Inference from the seifa is if it's either running by the derech or walking in the kramim. The inference from the seifa is it's not an aveda. Which one is it? Amar Abaye. We have two terutzim. First Abaye, then Rava. Amar Abaye, yagad alav reyai. It's funny. I don't remember why I always thought this way. I always thought the Yagel Vrei means his friend will be magen on him. The friend will shed light on itself. Actually, what it means is literally means Rei means the thunder. The thunder will shed light, meaning the thunder sheds light about the fact that it's about to rain. Right, the fact that it's thundering is indication about the rain. That's what it means. It's the same idea. It's not the reason why my mind the word Rei typically means friend. Often it means, that's what it means, friend, and the context clues make a lot of sense. But it means over here, the thunder will testify about the rain, so to over here, the one case will shed light against the other case, which again is similar to the idea of a friend. Okay, but says Gemara, but that's just for the proper taich, is the thunder will shed light upon the rain. Tana Raya Baderech Le'aveda says Abaye. The Mishnah taught a case that when it's Raya Baderech, it's not Aveda. V'hu Adin, L'Roya Ben Akramim. So to Raya, once I teach you Raya is not Aveda, even Raya amongst the Kramim is not an Aveda. Tana Ratzah ben Kramim, not Aveda, but who I didn't Ratzah b'derech. Ratzah in the Kramim is Aveda, and who I didn't Ratzah b'derech is an Aveda. So essentially, Abaye is answering that Raya is never an Aveda if it's grazing, and Ratzah, if it's running, is always an Aveda. That's how Abaye answers. Only Rav says, Yagad lover Eo, listen, he kills us still. Why don't you teach the opposite way? Teach me the case of Raya that's a Chiddush that's not an Aveda, namely, even in the Kerem, in the vineyard. And teach me the case of running that is an Aveda, bigger Kiddush, not running in the vineyard, running even in the Derech. Says Gemara, listen, kills the Kol Sheikh Hamrasa. Teach me the more lenient case, the less extreme case, and I don't know for sure the more extreme case. And the more explains. Listen, Ratzah b'derech da aveda. Tell me running on the roads an aveda, and Kol Sheikh Ratzah b'derech Kremim, certainly running by the Kremim is an aveda. Why did you tell me the case of running by the Kremim? And on the flip side, why did you tell me the case of pasturing, grazing by the derech, which is the simple case, that's not aveda. Listen, Rabbi Ben Akram, and tell me even what's grazing amongst the kremel of aveda. Koshka Rabbi Derech, certainly I know that being right on the derech is considered not an aveda. So the fact that he didn't teach that way, that means your teretz about Yagla Reyai is not a Gishmak teretz here. Yagla Reyai works if you would tell me the bigger chiddush and I can infer the small chiddush. Telling me the small chiddush and inferring the bigger chiddush because Yagla Reyai, we don't like it so much. Ela Amarava, Ratza Aratz Leikasha. Running on running is not a kasha, meaning the ratio is mashma. If it be running, it's an aveda. Save is mashma, only running in the kerem is an aveda. Running in the derech is not an aveda. Not shver. Hada apa legabi divra, hada begabi masa. It depends where it's running to. When the animal's running away from the yishev, it's running towards the bra, away, running towards the midbar, to the wilderness, that's an aveda. Hada apa legabi masa, when it's running towards the city, then it's taken on an aveda. Even though it's running, it's not an aveda. So running alone is not an indication. It depends where it's running to. Away from the city is an aveda. Towards the city is not an aveda. And similarly, Ray, running the Kashmir is not sure either. Kam aveda is gufa, kam aveda is karka. It depends what aveda we're talking about. Right? The Mark explains, Kiktani right, Bederek Lev Aveda. When we said when it's grazing on the road, it's not an Aveda. Ha Rayam, he made a diak. Rayam and Kramim have Aveda. But if it's grazing in the Kramim, it's an Aveda. We're not talking about the animal itself. Ray is not an Aveda, Taka says Rava. But you know what the Aveda is? If it's grazing in the Kerem's an Aveda. Someone's field is about to get destroyed. Having someone's field destroyed is a problem. Rava's Geshmak, the Shitasai. Rava holds, you got to protect Karka. Says the Gemara, Kiktani Rayam, Bederek Lev Aveda. Ha Rayam and Kramim have Aveda. But Aveda's Karka. It's talking about the Karka itself being damaged. Is Rava, Papu Charifta, is not my, I mean, we're Mechavit, but it's pretty basic in the Gemara, but Papu Charifta makes this connection that Rava is Lishitasai. Rava holds Aveda's Karka as an Aveda, so Raya Ben Akramim is now called an Aveda, but if it was Raya Taka and regular outside Kramim, that's why it's not an Aveda. Chikitani Raya Ben Akramim have Aveda, when it said running in the Kramim is an Aveda, make a deal, Karaya Ben Akramim have Aveda, but being Raya the Kramim is not an Aveda, why not? I look like you could destroy the Karim, you're right. We're not focused on the Karim. We're focused in that case on the animal. Your deek is about the animal. The animal that's grazing and not running is not an Aveda. It's not considered an Aveda. And therefore, the guy with the animal itself is not an Aveda. The guy with the Karim it is. But the guy with the Karim is an Aveda. But the animal is not an Aveda. Har Rei Ben Akramim, Lev Aveda, Aveda's Gufa. It's referring to the Aveda's Gufa of the animal itself. The Ratzah Ben Akramim, Misakva. This is the word that Rashi used on the mission, actually. When it's running amongst the Kramim, it'll get damaged. It'll become injured itself. The Rei Ben Akramim, Misakva. But if it's only grazing amongst the Karim, it won't become injured. So we're not worried about the animal. Yeah, the Karim we're worried about, okay. But when you focus on the Karim, it's considered, the Karim is considered an Aveda by a Raya animal amongst the, when it's grazing amongst the Karim. But when you focus on the animal itself is not an Aveda. Says the Gemara, not so fast. The Raya Ben Akramim, Nihidla, Misakva, typically Mishon Aveda's Karka. But even so, when it's Raya amongst the Kramim, good, the animal won't get injured because it's not running around. But what happened to Aveda's Karka? Meaning, don't worry about the animal, worry about the Karka. The Gemara says, you're right. Meaning, you're not worried about the Baal of the animal, you still have to be worried about the Baal of the Kerem. The Gemara says, not so fast. It depends who owns the Kerem. In that case, the animal belongs to Yid, but the Kerem belongs to Kusi. Not our job to worry to protect from the Kusi's land. But the Kusi, we're talking about the land of the Kusi, and therefore, it's not your Chiev to go and return that Veda of the Kusi. One second, if the field belongs to Kusi, or the Kerem belongs to Kusi, the Kusi's got a shotgun, and he sees some random cow grazing in its field, and it may cause damage, or in his vineyard, may cause damage, he may kill the cow. Why is that not a concern? And now the cow itself becomes an Aveda. Basra de Masra, the Mara says, must be talking about a place, the Mishnah is talking about a place where people warn before they harm the animal, Vadakadli. They don't just take, they don't just, you know, do vigilante, you know, justice. The second an animal comes on their property, they shoot it. They warn the owner of the animal, don't let your animal on your, my property again. So therefore, we're not concerned, because it would get a warning. Ask the Gemara, maybe there was a warning already. Who told you? How do you know? You just showed up to the story. You see an animal on the Kusi's land. Maybe this animal's been there before, it's been warned, and it's about to get shot. Vidim Asrabe, maybe the guy's warned already about his animal. Yasrabe Azdaruba, Vade Aveda Medasi, big aside. Mercy, that doesn't bother us. If the animal owner was warned about protecting his animal from going on this Kusi's land, and he didn't do it, that's Aveda Medas. He had the warning. He knew what he needs to do, and he didn't protect it. That's his own choice. He chose not to care enough about his animal to protect it, and therefore it's not your job to go and try to rescue it from the Kusi. Herzirabach, we said in the Mishnah, this is going to open up the new topic. I said it's more on the base. It already starts over here on Amad Aleph. Herzirabach, we said in the Mishnah, if it keeps running away and you return it, it runs away and you return it, you still have a Chiv HaShava, even four or five times you have a Chiv HaShava, because of Hashev Teshivim. One of the Chachamim said to Rava as follows. Ema, why don't we say, Hashif Chadazim, and Tashim Chazimni? Who told you to dash in Hashif Shashivim to mean that you got to return no matter how many times, four or five times? Maybe it means Dafka twice. Hashif Tashivim. Armalei, Hashif Afilu Kufam Mashma. Hashif already means even 100 times. Meaning when I've been coming onto the double Hashif Hashif Shashivim, Hashif alone as Mashmayas of Hashif, many times of returning. That's Hashev. Teshivim tells me a whole new drasha, actually. Ain't the end of the Beisai. I don't even know that I can return to this house. The Ginasa Chavasim Anayin, Big Chiddush, how do I know when a guy has a lost item? I'm allowed to return it to his garden or to his churva, his ruin. And I'm Yetzah by Mitzvah Hashava. Tamalayimah Teshivim Mekal Malkim. Separate, total separate drasha. I'm Yetzah Teshivim by returning it to his garden or to his ruin. Hey, Chidami. The Mara says, one second, what's the case there? Edimintra, if the ruin or the garden's protected, pshita. If it's protected, why would it not be good hashava? I put it back on his property, it's protected, so it's good hashava. And he'd blame it to Ramai. If it's not protected, then why is that good hashava? Because I put it on something that's technically his? It's not protected, so what type of hashava is that? Le'ilam. Dementra, Taka was protected. The chiddush is that it's good enough to put it somewhere that's protected, even without letting the Bailam know. I don't need the awareness of the Bailam that I returned it. As long as I put it back to a place that is protected, then that's good enough. I mean, it's the chiddush, even without notifying the, without going to get the credit, and notifying the Bailam. I like to do things, you know, under the radar. I can return it, it's protected, and I'm good to go, even if I don't notify him. That's the drush of teshivim. So according to Rav explains, hashev means many times. Hashev alone means return it many times. And teshivim is a whole new drusha about returning it even without das bailam, that's sufficient. Most cases, it requires das bailam. Let's say a gazlan who stole an animal and he wants to return it, right? Or a shamer that wants to return something that he was watching, you need das bailam before you return it. Without das bailam, you remain fully obligated to whatever happens to the animal until you notify the guy that you returned it. However, chutz b'shavas aveda, she'atayra rivsada ha'shavas harbe, the Torah was marba ha'shavas harbe. How so? With the word teshivim, it was marba all types of ha'shavas. Okay, now once on the topic of double lashon, and what we darshan, says the Gemara, shaleach teshalach. What's that talking about, of course? That's talking about Shluch HaKan, sending away the mother bird before taking the chicks or the eggs. Shalach Tashalach, Ema Shalach HaDazimna. Tashalach Tashalach, maybe the Pasuk is telling me, Shalach Tashalach means send it away once or send it away twice. Meaning, the Chiv is only if you send the mother away and it came back before you got a chance to take the chicks, send it away a second time. But what if it comes back again before you get a chance to take it? Maybe you don't have to send it away a third time. So, that's what we should say, Hashav Tashiva means once or twice. Problem is, the Gemara doesn't spell out the question for us. The problem is, we have a black and white Mishnah. The Mishnah Chulin on Kuf Amalf Amalf says that as long as the mother comes back, you must continuously send it away. Rashi quotes the Mishnah, Rashi Basuk over here, quotes the Mishnah and says that we know clearly you got to keep sending the mother away. L'chaira, based on the way we're darshing, Hashav Tashiva, once or twice, maybe it means send it twice and that's enough. How do you know he's more than that? Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav answers back. Shaleach, same type of answer. Shalech alone means send it many times. You need shalech tashach, double lashon. Shalech afil me'epa mash b'shalech means even 100 times. And what's tashach teaching me? A whole new drasha. Ain't the other dvar rishus. I only know they have to send it away for dvar rishus. When you're doing it for dvar rishus, meaning let's say you just want to eat the eggs. You want to eat the chick. You want the baby bird. You want to eat it. Then you got to send it away. How about if it's dvar mitzvah b'nayin? What if you're doing it for dvar mitzvah? How do you know when you do it for the mitzvah also? You have to send it away. Says Gemara, well, by the way, before we go further, what's the case of mitzvah? What will be a case of sending away l'dvar mitzvah? Says Rashi, hayitzarech l'tar b'yasa mitzayra. Let's say you need to be mitar mitzayra. How do you know over there also, when you're doing it for mitzvah of taras mitzayra, still there's a chiv to send away the mother. Maybe there it's deicha, you don't have to worry about sending away the mother. Tama v'tishalech b'gamakam. Tishalech tells me that even when you're doing a mitzvah, there's still a chiv of sending away the mother. Says the Gemara further, Amelu omer abanu l'rava. Veima, along these lines, let us darshan the pasuk that says, Hecheach techiach esamisecha. Veima hecheach, that means you should surely rebuke your friend, you know, the one amongst your nation. Veima hecheach chadazimna, techiach trezimni. Maybe the mitzvah of hecheach techiach is dafka twice. Dafka, someone who does hecheach twice, once or twice, hecheach and techiach. And I'm more than that. If the guy ignores the second rebuke, then maybe I'm chayv to rebuke him a third time. Amalei Rav says back, no, haycheach, same idea again, filo kafamim, even 100 times. Mashma, teychiach, ain't the a Rav the Talmud. Teychiach is going to tell me something else. I only know a Rav is mechich the Talmud. Talmud the Rav Menayin. How do we know a Talmud should be mechich the Rav as well? Talmud lemer, haycheach, teychiach, mekamakam, in all scenarios. Now we've learned in the past that, right, we have the Gemara, where is this? Kedushin Lamed Beis. We have the Gemara that says that when a Talmud corrects his Rebbe or a son corrects the father, he should not correct him outright and say, says not like what are you doing? What are you doing? Torah says not like you. Rather, what you should say, Rebbe, didn't you teach us that Torah says this? Or my father, doesn't the Torah say this in this pasuk? Doesn't it say this? And you do it in a very bakavadik kind of roundabout way. But avadi, you still have to do the techiach, and we learn it from this pasuk. Hecheach techiach, even the direction of Rebbe of Talmud to Rebbe. Azav tazav imai. Now we get to the idea of helping the owner of the donkey when it comes to the donkey that collapsed underneath the packages. You have to help him. Ain't the other balav only know. Azav Tazav Imai. Only know they have to help with the Baal of there. Shame Baal of Imai. If the Baalim isn't even helping him, he's not working himself. The idea is, let's say the Baalim are old. Let's say you have a Baalim that are old and sick, and they can't help unburden the donkey. How do I know I still have to help? Shame Baal of Imai Menayin. Tav Leimer. Azav Tazav Mekomakim. No matter what, you have to help, even if the Baalim, if for whatever reason, is not helping. I shouldn't say for whatever reason. The classic case we're giving is that the Baalim is sick or old and can't help. Still, I have to do my part and help unload the donkey. Another drasha with a double lashon, and this is actually related to helping the loading of a donkey. Hakatakimimai. This is talking about raising up the animal with it's loading up the animal. This is the opposite direction. It's loading up the animal, helping him load up his animal. Ainli alavala vima, only know if the bomb's helping. You have to help load up the animal, putting the load back on. Shame al vima if the bomb's not with him. Minai hai, you have to help reload the animal. Tamlam hakim takim again. It says hakim takim mekom makim. So we have the same drasha twice. One drasha, same similar drasha twice. One is help unload the animal if it's collapsing under the load, and one drasha is to help load the animal. And in both cases, even if the bailam aren't able to help, let's say because the old and not well, you still have to help. Ask the Gemara, who needs a drasha in both directions of loading and unloading? Vamla mechav prika, vamla mechav tina. Why do you got to teach me prika? Prika is unloading, and why do you got to teach me tina loading? Why do you need to teach us in both directions? Tzricha, I need it. Why? Because we're going to prika for the case of unloading. Having a mishum to get tzar balchayim because the animal's suffering under the load, so al tzar balchayim you got to help. And furthermore, the chesaron kiss, a second time we'll see a chesaron kiss, the animal, if it's collapsing under the load, it's a monetary loss, the animal's getting damaged, it's a loss for the bailam whose animal is going down in value. Again, so the case of unloading the tsar bal chayim, and there is chesaron kiss because the animal may be permanently damaged. Aval teina, but loading the animal, the lav tzar bal chayim ikka. You don't have tzar bal chayim, v'lav chesaron kiss ikka. You don't have chesaron kiss. That's very interesting. The Rishonim point out, Ritva in particular, that when we talk about not having tzar bal chayim or chesaron kiss, it doesn't mean there's zero. Meaning, it's very different when two people have control of a load and they gently place it on top of the animal's back. It's much more comfortable for the animal than if one person is barely huffing and puffing and he like lifts it up for a second and dumps it on the animal's back. It's much, that's definitely harder on the animal, one person than two people. We just mean that level of tzar balachayim, that level of chesaron kiss, certainly doesn't exist by loading to the same extent that it exists by unloading. You could say it doesn't exist b'chal, but the Rishonim say lav dafka. Even if it exists to an extent, it's certainly not the same extent, and therefore I would say dafka unloading is the mitzvah, but not loading. Emaloi. So therefore, kamashma, that loading is also a mitzvah. V'yesh minatina, so if you teach me, just teach me loading, and that should be enough. Mishim to b'schar. The lacha is that one who helps load an animal, he has to get paid for his work. He gets paid for what he does. Now, it's not universal that everyone agrees to this. Rashi brings that it's actually machlokes. Some say the person who loads has to do it for free, and others say he's able to demand schar. Jump into Rashi, mishum to beschar, shenaisin leischar, de'ikul aman da'amr lekaman tomorrow's daf, or we're learning tomorrow's daf, Sunday's daf, de'ikul aman da'amr te'ina beschar, Prika bechinam. There's a man that says that unloading is for free, but loading up you get schar. So going with that man number, at least you could say since you get payment for it, that's what you got to help. Aval prika bechinam, prika which you have to do for free. Aim alai, maybe not mechuyev. Tzricha. Therefore you need the pasuk. Meaning, what are you going to say? That no. So don't tell me about prika, and you'll do it for schar. Okay, but it's not the din. The din is that prika is always for free. So I wouldn't be able to learn out prika for free from te'ina b'schar, and therefore I need both pesukim. Okay, but says the Gemara, but according to Rabbi Shimon, that other man number over there, Alam Beis says that even loading has to be for free. You're back to the question. Just say te'ina, and I'll know prika. Mike, remember what you're going to say. And Echam Yomar says, Rabbi Shimon, le'misam ekra. According to Rabbi Shimon, why do we need two psukim? One for prika, one for freema, one for tina. Just tell me about tina, and I'll know about prika. The Gemara leaves that as a kasha. I don't know if this plays a role. Just in my mind, ironically enough, we know Reb Shimon is the one that always darshan's time of the krah. Again, I don't know if it plays a role here, but Reb Shimon's darshan's time of the krah. It's interesting that we're stuck with a kasha on Reb Shimon. Why we need both psukim? You can learn one from the other, which ironically enough I would say is somewhat more shver because we're doing a lumdus like a kavachomer based on the idea of the pasuk. We're explaining what the concept is, helping the animal, and it's a kind of like a time of the krat type of concept. So certainly a shimon of all people would not need the extra pasuk more than anyone else. Perhaps maybe strengthens the kasha, maybe not. Okay, so anyway, lamed mechtav haritarti. Aveda. Ask Gemara now, and this is an interesting question at face value. Why do you need to tell me both these, prika and prima, and also tell me the din of Aveda? So, for this question, I'd rather jump right into Rashi again. Lami Mikhtav Aveda. Hashavas Aveda. Why if I had the parashah of Hashavas Aveda? Lichtav Ayha. Ayha. Learn one or the other. V'ligwa minei. Says Rashi, here's the aside. These are the key words of Rashi. Da kule azharas mami Yisraelu. Any protection of mami Yisrael is all the same idea. So whether you're protecting the moment by doing prika or by doing tina, unloading or loading, or watching an Aveda, it's one for the other, and therefore we should be able to learn one for the other. Why do we need all these psukim? Says the Gemara, we already established by the earlier, according to Rav at least, that Hashavas Aveda doesn't just mean returning someone's actual lost item. Preventing someone's field from getting damaged and lost is also Hashavas Aveda. It's the same concept of preventing him monetary damage. Says the Gemara, Bishop Tzar, if you tell me the din of loading or unloading, I would say, because it's tzar to the owner. Tzar di day, tzar di da, isa. There's both tzar, there's tzar to the owner, and there's tzar to the animal. Avla veda, a lost item, tzar demar isa. Granted, there is tzar to the owner, tzar di da lesa, but there's not necessarily tzar to the lost item. Especially, I mean, first of all, even if it's an animal, it doesn't care that it's lost. Certainly, if it's a daimim, it doesn't care that it's lost. So, maybe there's no chiyuv of hashava by a lost item. Prika and prima, yeah, but maybe a lost item not. Okay. So then teach me aveda on no prika and prima. V'yeshmin aveda, if you tell me aveda, should the last lamar bahada. If you tell me aveda, because the owner is not there, he's not present, and therefore, I have a din to step in the place of the owner. Top of Mayas, avahani tarti. But these two cases of prika and prima, the islamar, the owner is there. Bahada, he's standing there. So, since the islamar bahada, maybe it's not my job. Let him figure it out. Let him pay someone, a bystander. A stomach guy passing by, he's not mechayev to help. Kamash Milan or Tzricha, kind of teaching me that he's still mechayev to help. Says him right now, further cases of double shyness. Mais Yuma Samaka, this is by a case that someone murdered another person, Ebuch. So the halach is Mais Yuma Samaka, the one who struck his friend and killed him, he gets Misa. And the Misa Ksuva, but I only know that, what's the double shyness Misa telling me? I only know that he gets Misa, like the Torah says, namely, which is Sayef. A Ritzeach gets killed by Sayef, right? Rather than being, it comes up many places. Sanhedrin, of course, that's the main place, but the more popular place that people may know it from is Makkas. Rather than being a Makkas, top of Beis of Beis, Gemara discussed over there, Kavu Chaymer, it's about Eidu Zaymim, and discusses the Misa Ma, right? About the person who gets Skila. For Eidu Zaymim, we gave Skila to a guy who they testify is Chayv Misa. So over there, the question of Ma Cycle Eidu Niskel. So Tais over there, Rashi, we're trying to discuss over there what we're talking about. So according to, I think it's Tais, where it says that we're talking about a guy that, a Ritzeach, a Ritzeach gets Sayef. Again, it's a fish gemara Makkas in Sanhedrin, but it comes up in many places that a Ritzeach gets Sayef. So now, says the Gemara, maybe I only know that if you can give the murderer Sayef, you give Sayef. How do I know that if you can't give him Sayef, for whatever reason, he's running away, but you're able to, you know, either shoot him modern day from a distance, or throw a boulder at him, which is more like a skila. How do you still do that? Kill him in any method that you can. Give him a chachil, the misa he's supposed to get, but if you can't, give him any misa. Next, hake take. This is talking about a ir hanidachas. You have to wipe out all the whole city. You have to kill the entire city. The lashon pasuk over there is hake take yeshve ir hahu lefi charev. Wipe out the entire city lefi charev with a sword. Okay, but hakataka eli ella ba'kak suvabem. I only know again that you killed him by a sword. You kill him any other method. How do I know you're not to kill with any other method as well? Says the Gemara, Mekal Makim, Tam Lemer, Hakasaka Mekal Makim. Hashiv Tashiv. This talks about by a collateral, by someone as a mashkin. You take a mashkin from the person who owes you money. The halacha is you have to return the mashkin. The classic case over there is, let's say you take a mashkin, yenim suit. You take it as a mashkin. So by day he wears the suit, at night he doesn't. How do you have to give it back by day? So hashav tashav. What's the double lashon? Ain't the other mashkin b'shus bezin. I don't know a mashkin that you got b'shus bezin. Then you got to give it back whenever he needs it. The example I gave, a suit, you got to give it back every day. Mashkin shav b'shus bezin. If it's mashkin that was done with that bezin, was done privately, how do you have to return it? Have a lamer hashav tashav. Come up in any scenario, you have to return the mashkin when the borrower, the debtor, may need it. Chaval tachval. The pasuk says, again, with regards to a mashkin as well, it says that if you take your friend's beged, you should certainly return it to him. I'm going to quote the pasuk: "Im chavol tachbol salmas reecha." If you've taken for yourself a beged as your security, so I kind of got ahead of myself. This is why I describe it as really this gemara over here. Ad by Hashemesh tishivenulai, make sure that before sunset you should give it back to him. Meaning, you should return it to him, I should say, until the sun sets, it should be by him. Let him wear it all day, and now he doesn't need it, but by day, you should give it back to him. So, again, what's the double lashon? Because, ain't the mashka b'shus, I would only know if you did it with the courts. Mashka b'shus, manayin, how do you mashka b'shus, you have to give back? Tamalaymer, chavatachmol. So again, we have a puzzle of chavatachmol, mekal makayim, the same basic idea as we just darshaned from hashiv tashiv, we're darshaning by chavatachmol, the din of returning the collateral when the debtor needs it. So we have really two sources for the same idea. Ask the Gemara. Hani trei kar lamedi. Why need two sources for the same idea? Ask the Gemara. Chaluk sasyayim, chaluk saslayla. We need two sources. One for suits and one for pajamas. One for day begadim, one for night begadim. Pasach tiftach. The pasuk says by an ani, you should open the door and give him, open up your hands, I should say, and give him what he needs. Ain't the what's the double ashen pasach tiftach? Ain't the lani ircha? And you know the name of your own city, lani ircheres, the name of another city. Menayin tamalaymar pasach tiftach. It says you should surely open your hand. We darshim makamakam, even another city. Nasein titain. This is talking about again by giving to the poor. Nasein titain. I'm going to quote the pasuk. V'layir lechavavecha besitcha lai ki beglal dar vezei vecha Hashem akecha. Hashem gave you money for this purpose. That's the purpose we have money, in order to help the person that needs. Says the Gemara, so what's the blush nasa titain? Ainli matanam ruba. I only know that you have to give matanam ruba if you can afford it. Matanam matas minayim. What if you can't afford a big matana? This is the battle call to the people that the 80%, right? The 80-20 rule. You get 80% of your money from 20% of your donors, the wealthier people. But the other 80% of your donors who don't have that much money still have to make up the remaining 20%. How do you know? Says the Gemara, matana matz minayin tamalemer nasati tibgamakim. Even if you can't give a great matana, even if you're giving a small matana, still you should give it. By the way, what will be the havmina? Well, why would you think the pasuk is only talking about a large matana as opposed to a small matana? Because the pasuk says, that's why we quoted the pasuk, nasati tin loy, give him. You should surely give him the money v'lo yera levavcha, and you shouldn't have a negativity in your heart. It makes sense that you'd only have negativity in your heart if you're giving a big gift. You give a big gift, you can feel more, if it's a challenge, it feels difficult to give away a lot of money. To give away a small, even if the person has less means, but when you give away a small amount, you don't usually, even though he has less means, you don't typically have a year of avchas. The assumption was, maybe big amounts is the chiev, small amounts, not kamashman, small amounts as well is a chiev. Let's see if a couple more, then we'll stop, get the two dots, Mr. Shem. Hanak Tanak, it says, Hanak Tanak, this is talking about the Eved Ivri. When you set him free, don't set him free without bechinam. Make sure to give him gifts on the way out. What's double lashon tonic? Ain't the elishes baruch b'bayis glali? Because the pasuk says that you should give him gifts because the house was blessed. Hashem blessed you because of him, because of Eved. So maybe I think I'm only willing to give him gifts if it was taka blessed because of him. Ain't the elishes baruch b'bayis glali? The house was blessed because of him. Manik, and then you, therefore you give a gift. Lenis baruch b'bayis glali. If the house wasn't blessed because of him, maybe. Menayin hanging yourself to give a gift. Tamad leimar hanig tanig become back. Can you give a gift no matter what? Ask the Gemara not so fast. Lebelazar and Azaria the Amar nisparach b'ayis b'golai. If the house is nisparach because of him, manikalay, then you give a gift. Le nisparach b'ayis b'golai. If the house wasn't blessed because of him, taka im manikalay, you don't give a gift. Tanig mamli. Why do you say the pasuk? What's the double lashon of tanig? Answers the Gemara. First time in all these repetitions, we come to a classic idea. We have very many times in Shas, Dibra Torah Klash Mei Adam, that sometimes it's very hard to understand this when we apply Dibra Klash Mei Adam, and if we do apply it, then how can you make all the other drushes? Are we wiping out all the drushes we said till now? So I'll get back there in a second. But the answer, quote the Blessed Mazari, is that Dibra Torah Klash Mei Adam, the Torah says double lashon just to speak Klash Mei Adam, but Avadi, you don't have to give the Eved gifts unless, like the Torah says, you were in a sparach b'shvilei. If you were in a sparach, if you didn't have good years when he's with you, you don't have to give him gifts. So Tais is addressed the question we just brought up. Tais asked, the Al-Khariah comes out according to Moshe Zayah, was saying Dibra Klash Mei Adam, so then it should come out that all the prior drushas should not be a drusha. So that's Tais's kasha. Tais answers that no, that Dafka Behanak Tanak, we say it can't mean that, because the Torah says clearly that he was nisparach because of the Eved, therefore give him gifts. Since the Torah already said that, so you can't tell me Hanatanik is telling me give gifts even though it wasn't nisparach. Because why would the Torah say give him because it was nisparach? So it must be that this Hanatanik is dibrat Torah Klash Mei Adam, but the other double shenas are not dibrat Torah Klash Mei Adam. Two more minutes. Habet Tabitenu, says Gemara, when it says Habet Tabitenu, one should return to lend money to those who need money. What's the double lashon? Ain't the elish ain't lay vein eretz asparnas. I only know that the halacha is that you have to lend money to a person who doesn't have money, and he doesn't want to take handouts. Good for him; he doesn't want to take handouts. So such a person you lend money to. Amrachman atein lay derech halva. Give it to mazalva. He'll take it because he wouldn't take a gift. And maybe, by the way, you let him keep it, but the point is, you certainly should lend him money, because this guy really needs the money desperately, and he's not willing to take a gift. However, yeshlai, if a person has money of his own, fenerets asparnas, he doesn't want to support himself with his own money. Menayin, how do you know that you should still lend this guy money? Bikhidish, you don't force the guy to go sell his assets to go support himself. You actually have to lend him the money. It's a mitzvah to lend him the money in order to help him from himself. Rashi points out don't worry about it. Torah is not expecting you to give him money and lose it forever. This guy, you're lending him the money. It's a loan. So when he dies, you'll collect it back from his Yorshim. You'll get back the money eventually. But the point is, you still miss it to lend him. He has money, he doesn't want to support himself. In his gagalim, we don't deal with him. He's his own mishigna. He needs to go to his own doctor to figure out why he's not willing to spend his own money on himself. But it's not our problem. So Tabitenu Lamali, what does he do with Tabitenu? Answer the Gemara again, same teretz, different Torah, Glash Bay Adam. The Torah speaks Glash Bay Adam. So over here, it's Takana Drasha, it's Glash Bay Adam. Have a wonderful Shabbos. By the way, we're going to have a Mitzvah Shem on Mitzvah Shabbos. I know.